Joe Fisher on our Ferguson
show's like a box of chocolates, isn't it?
Exactly.
Sometimes you bite into something you don't like and you throw it back
in the box. Back and get something later on.
It's like grasshopper. They bought it. Anyway, go ahead.
Hey, Joe, let's get your thoughts on this whole deal with Mike Gundy and how college athletes should be covered from your perspective.
You know, what's interesting is, Bobby, I heard you guys talk to him. I had talked to him on the show Monday night, and I confess I have not read the whole column. I've heard a lot of what was in it, and I think we all kind of walk that fine line about, you know, guys who sign up to play big-time college athletics have got to understand that, you know, they get the glory when things go well, and they're going to have to probably take some criticism when they don't. Now, to me, where it gets off track is when that criticism becomes personal. I mean, you know, I think challenging the way a guy plays is okay. I mean, if a guy is not getting it done on the field, it's all right to be able to do that. But to start to get into personal attacks on guys on things, either because of things from off the field or things not related to the game itself or family-related things, I think that's when it begins to get off track. And I know we try to be, you know, pretty sensitive to the way we do things in games because, you know, these guys are, when you think about it, they are. A lot of them are still teenagers. And so, yeah, they are playing big-time college athletics, but they're kids in a lot of ways. So I think we try to be mindful of that, but you have to be able to take at least a little bit of criticism or you're not going to get very far in anything anyway.
Joe, let's look ahead now. Eastern Michigan coming in here on Saturday to play the Commodores. It looks like they're very strong at linebacker. Daniel Holzkahl looks like a good player, and also the quarterback position seems to be a strength on the other side of the football.
Andy Schmidt is a 6'4", 230-pound quarterback, and he's got the ability to run and throw. They really kind of like the way he's managing the offense now. They struggled a bit out of the gate in their first two games. I think a win over Northern Illinois was proof enough that this is a dangerous team, and they won that game 21-19. So, you know, they're now 2-2, and they've got a little confidence going, and this will be a big game for them. They'll get up for this one, obviously, coming to play a Southeastern Conference team. So we'll have to be ready to play them. It's interesting. Schmidt has made some good passes. They don't rack up a lot of numbers, though, offensively. They haven't run the ball very well for big yardage. They haven't really their total offense is less than 300 yards a game over their four-game stretch. And the other teams have had the ability to run the ball against them some. They're giving up about 180 yards a game on the ground per average. So they've had their moments, but they've had their deficiencies as well. And I just think they'll be really, really fired up and ready to play this one. MAC teams have a history of making big wins and pulling upsets, and they'll certainly be ready to play.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys tomorrow.